This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav. Perek Vav. We had till now Perek Hey, which was Vaira, the Shiras Vaira. There's a lot in Shiras Vaira, but it would take a long time to go through every part of it. We move along with either Seder of the Shaiftim. The next Shaifit is Gidein. And of course, it begins with Klal Yisrael being in a very difficult matziv. Midyan is the leichetz at the point. Midyan is putting pressure on Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk tells us how Gidein was chosen to become the next Shaifet. If you take a look at the pasuk, Zayin Ches Tes, which we'll read inside, Vayiki Zo'aku b'nei Yisrael Hashem al oydis Midyan, Klal Yisrael cries out about Midyan. Vayishlach Hashem ish Navi al b'nei Yisrael. So the Rebbein Shem sends a Navi, a message, and the message is, Anoichel eis yeschem in Mitzrayim, v'oitz yeschem beis avodim, v'atzel eschem yad Mitzrayim, yad lechtzeyem, v'agorish oisem b'pneichem, v'oimel lechem ani Hashem v'keichem, the whole history of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'loi shematim b'kayli, and yet, you're still holding where you're holding now, loi shematim b'kayli. Now, why is it so important to give Hagantze Shmuyis about the history of Mitzrayim? It's very interesting. The Rabbeinu Shlomo should send the Navi, giving them Musar, that they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. I mean, why do we have to go back to Hagantze Historia? Don't forget what happened in Mitzrayim, Hagantze four psukim. When the Navi gives it over, it's more elaborate than the four psukim that we have. It's all about, look what I did in the past, and where are you holding Lei Shematim B'Kayli? Mit Hashem, I think by the end of the Shir, we'll have some Havana in this message. But it seems like this was not enough. Klal Yisrael still is not Nisha, they don't have the Yeshua yet. So the Malach in the next pasuk comes to someone called Gidein. Where is Gidein? Vayeshev tachas ha'olah asher be'ofra asher liyayish avio Ezra. He's in his father's fields. V'Gidein b'noi chayvet chitim bagas. He's helping out his father in the chores that are on the field. Soon we'll see in the Malbim. The Malbim explains the significance of what he was doing, the activity he was doing in the field. Why is it that important to know what he was doing? The Malach comes to him on Afgamina, Vaset Ketan, Vaset Nishketan. There's a very interesting Malbim, which we'll have to get back to later in, after we build a picture of understanding the Matziv of the time of Gidein and what Gidein's Kavana was when he spoke to the Malach in return. So we'll get back to this Malbim in a few moments. Anyways, the Pasuk says, Vayere Elov Malach Hashem. The Zayir points out that actually he was far from a Gibur al-Chayil. He was a posh to mensch. He was a very simple person. He was, at best, the way the Zayir speaks it out, Gidim and Yoish le Tzadik hayu v'lo hayu ben Tzadik. Actually, his father was a lot less than a Tzadik. And we'll soon discuss this. We see that there was a Kibur al-Aim. He was helping his father in the fields. Is there a din kibbutz of aim to a father of Russia? There's a discussion halach about it, but I think it's a little bit on the outskirts of the shir. It's not that important to the etzem understanding what happened here by Gidei. I'll call upon him. He was called Gibur Achayil. So Chazal tell us, the Zayir says it was to boost up his courage. He shouldn't look at himself as a poshta mensch, even though Betzim, he was just a simpleton. He was a regular person. Yet, the Rebbeinu Shleilam sends the Navi to confront him with a tremendous chizuk, Gibur Achayil, tremendous Shalom Aleichem he gets. Now we're going to learn in the next pasuk the response of Gidein, and as Chazal tell us, this becomes Gidein's greatness. It is in the next pasuk, it is in the response that Gidein has to the Malach, that all of a sudden we learn why Gidein becomes the Shaifet. What was Gidein's greatness that he was chosen, says the Pasuk. His response is, Vayomer Elov Gidein Biadaini. Yesh Hashem imanu. Is it so that the Eibush is with us? Lama mitzasanu kol zeis. So why does all these bad things happen to us? Hayei kol niflaisav asher sipru lanu aviseinu leimar. Where are all the miracles, the niflais, that our fathers have told us? Haloi mi Mitzrayim. And see, notice again, we're going back to Mitzrayim. That's why I said at the end of this year, we'll see the significance of the Hagdama of sending a Navi discussing what happened in Mitzrayim. Akalpanim, Gideon also, he rises up the issue, he brings up the issue of Mitzrayim. We heard in Mitzrayim all the miracles. Ve'ata nitashtanu Hashem. Now I see Hashem has forsaken us. Vayitneinu bekaf midyan. That's what he tells the Malach. Yeah. Where are all the miracles? Avuz the Rabbeinu Shleimu. Klal Yisrael is in trouble. Says the Pasuk, Vayifin Eilu Hashem, Vayomer, Lech b'koychach hazeh. Because you've spoken such, this is your strength. This is your tzidkus. Vayishatis Yisrael mikaf midyon, haloi shalachticha, I send you. B'davka you, even though you might think to yourself, who are you? Who am I? I chose you. For this statement that you came, and Chazal are going to speak about the importance of being, to speak good for Klal Yisrael, to bring up Kapschus of Klal Yisrael, Saniguria for Klal Yisrael, which amidst Hashem, hopefully in the next year, will go into a great elaboration, the chiyu of the importance of seeing positive, good, saying good things about Klal Yisrael, being Danim L'Kapschus, and of course, the Bardichev's message. That's the whole, I believe Yitzchak, he's famed for that. Mitzvah Hashem will discuss it a little bit later. I do want to focus on the Pasuk itself at the moment, in the response of Gideon, and that is, Ayei kol nifla'isav. Where are all the miracles? Asher sipru lanu aviseinu. That our fathers have told us. Chazal, Rashi quotes this of an art, and Rashi says, because it happened to be in Pesach. The story takes place Pesach. Our fathers at the Seder told us, Kol nifla'isav v'mitzrayim. I read the Rashi, Pesach hoya. Amaloi, emes ikrani abba sahalal. My father, and don't forget who his father is already, like I already give you the introduction. At best, a posh to match. Okay, he read for me the hallel, and I heard him say, "V'shamatim shayomer b'tzeis Yisrael b'mitzrayim." Ata nitashtanu, the banish leilam. You left us forsaken. And tzadikim hoyu aviseinu. If our fathers were tzadikim, so then yasal b'schusim. Then we have schusim. And rishayim hoyu. And if they were actually rishayim, kishem shaslem niflaisim chinam, just like you protected them for nothing. So too, Yasalanu, you do it for us. And the Mela, Ayei, Kol, Niflaisav. Yeah, that tiny tzachayis with Rabbeinu Shleil. He goes into a vikuach, a debate. Rabbeinu Shleil Manavshach. If we are schusim of our fathers, so give us the schusim. And if they weren't zaycha, and afal pikein, you seem to take them out of Mitzrayim, you had no problem. Ayei, Kol, Niflaisav for us. The Mepharshim addressed two questions. Question number one, at this point, Gideon's ready to become a sheif, and I imagine he went through primary, which means he probably went through grades 1 through 6, where he was taught the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he came home with a Haggadah, a special Haggadah, so he knows it. Why is he quoting Emes, yesterday, Hikrani, Ovi, as if, like, you don't know it on your own? At this point, you hear anybody say, you know, my father told me there was such a thing as Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, yeah, the man's race, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why does he have to address it in the context of, my father told me Emes yesterday, Pesach, non dem Vesnish? Famous question. Why does he choose to give, so to speak, the Mekir, the Maramakim? You know where I know this from? Nechten from my Tata Ben Seder. How did this come into the picture? The other shaila, of course, is va'atu nitashtanu Hashem. Yeah, there's a good reason for that. Let's see the history. If you read the psukim that precede this story with Gideon, the discussion with Gideon, you'll see that Klal Yisrael was in a bad matziv. They were not really connected to the Rabbeinu Shleil. So what's your kasha? Okay, so Rashi makes a whole shtukul Torah that the pshat is manavshach. Okay, we know throughout Klal Yisrael that there's a time and a place where the Rebbeinu Shleilam is rachay, this galus. What is the time of Ata? Now, and the main time is, you want to save Ata to Tashtanu, so why do you have to bring it back to Mitzrayim? Like, Ilu, it's Hashtikul Torah. The Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's Hashtikul Torah. Mitzrayim. Oh, the Raibazai, us too. But till here, when Klal Yisrael was in a matzah where they did Averis, the Rebbeinu Shleilam shows Charei Naaf, there's anger. Never, the Rebbeinu Shleilam should never show, there should never be galus. Ki'ilu, there's no higayin, there is no understanding behind the taina. Is Gidon taini that whenever Klal Yisrael does averis, they should be excused? Is that what he's saying? That whenever there's a matziv that Klal Yisrael is rachik from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, what do you want? Look at Mitzrayim, we didn't deserve it, so you know what, from now on, just let us go and that's all. Obviously not. You know, the truth is, like I said, next week we'll talk about the Rebbe Yitzchak's vikuchim at the Rebbeinu Shleilam. They sound very much the same. Ilu, like, if you put it on paper, they don't really make that much sense. But afal pi kein hatainus v'klal Yisrael. Maybe. Maybe he's not saying much. Maybe you're right. In a din teireh, he wouldn't win much. This is not a... this is not right versus wrong. It's wrong and wrong, and we know we're wrong, and afal pi kein, I'll say it. Efshel. Basically, I would like to delve into both kashas, and that is, why does he have to give the maramakim, his father, the halal of the night before, as well as, what is the taina b'chlal, atin et tashtanu, okay, if you don't deserve it, you don't deserve it. There's a time and a place where Klal Yisrael has to have galus, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam sells richuk. I'd like to address both questions, and I begin with the word from Rabbi Yeruchim, Tzidua, Rabbi Yeruchim, Das Chachma Musar explains that Aviseinu Sipulam. He says that Yisai, that Amuna is strictly father to son. Amuna must come from a father. The way Klal Yisrael, continuously, from generation to generation, Amuna, the link is never broken, and that comes because Aviseinu Sipulam. So Gidai, though he's actually he's a mature adult, and he definitely knew on his own Yetzias Mitzrayim, yet he felt the necessity to point out that my father told me, because that's Emunah. Hazei lent Rabbi Yeruchim, and he says that's the side of Igadat Labincha, the night of Pesach, it's all about Emunah, therefore it must come in the context of a father teaching a child. You know, the Pasuk says, we just learned in Parshas Bo'i, Kenich Bati Yisli Bo'i, V'Sleivot L'man T'Saper, Be'oznei Bincha U'Ben Bincha, Eis Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim, V'Yedatem, Ki Ani Hashem. The Farshim asks that the Pasuk doesn't flow. L'man T'Saper, you're right, that's one point. V'Yedatem is when you see the Maisim, V'Yedatem, so it's not connected to the L'man T'Saper. It should just say, I'll do the maifsim, yedatim kini Hashem. And also, I'm doing it l'man t'saper. How does the l'man t'saper, the teaching of the children, meaning that becomes the v'yedatim es Hashem? So the Chassidus Shevelt has a vart, Shila Belzel, Chassidus Rebbes used to say, Friedaf m'visan alein, u'memele kemen l'man t'saper. If a person's not clear, and he's not strong in his own emunah, it's not going to go over to the children. You can't have that you tell the children you do one thing and the father is doing something else. They do learn and do zaygut and do david and the tat is another story. It doesn't work that way. So they say the pshat is leman tesaper bozni bincha, in order it should be. That's leman. Leman, in order it should come out, tesaper bozni bincha, v'yadatim keni Hashem. First you strengthen yourself and you become klar and you become strong in emunah and you're a shemayim. But the Rabbi say, "Late Rabbi Ruchim, the pshat is pashit. The v'yadatim in Klal Yisrael, the way it works, that we have a moon of yadat is only through one thing: leman tesaper. Leman tesaper bozni bincha uben bincha. That's how it's v'yadatim. If not, it won't last. It won't. There will not be a continuous emunah in Klal Yisrael throughout the days. Yediyas Hashem comes. It must come. We look up to our fathers because that is how emunah works. Emunah is Ichzeh Mein Tata. Avi Hikrani. When the father says, "B'tzeis Yisroelim in Mitzrayim," v'lo nikinda haben emunah. Leman tesal pebozni bincho ben bincho es asher salalti b'Mitzrayim. I'd like to tell you all a word from Rav Shach. Because she was a tzal meiridik. It says at the end of Karban Pesach we read in this last parasha. The Bein Yishlim tells Meisha about Karban Pesach. At the end, it says in the pasuk Meisha Rabbeinu bows down with Aaron. Vayikoid. They bow down. Some trashi, what are they bowing down? Aisha and Aaron after they were told the story of Pesach. Al psuras ha-geula, val psuras ha-bonim. In Pesach, it says clearly that they're going to have a geula, right? They're going to leave. So they bow down in Hoidah and praise for that. Val psuras ha-bonim, that you see, because it says we got it to Labincha. The Rebbe Yishlam was telling us in Pesach, he had to tell also, Mela, they bowed down. You know, they used to have six in one shot. They had trouble having children. You know, when I saw the kasha, I thought, give up, cook your other gulls that I pushed us out. What is it? Imagine a person has six kids. You tell them, by the way, it was talking about a kid. You could almost so could be, I would say the pshat is, you're right, now they were having lots of children. Now, psurah sazera means that in the Vaitikin Tegas, that's what it means, throughout the generations, b'chaldor v'dor, if it's talking kinder, l'chayra, that would be the pas pshat. Zat rashim anander dehel, yans anander pshat, yimani a pshat, pel, mamshah. You know, we think we have children. He says it's not true. What we do is we give off parents. Every child walks around that he's a parent to the point that his parents know less than him. So what happens? Aleph Esenach, right? When I grew up, when I was young, I couldn't believe how much my father knew. When I got old, I couldn't believe how little he knew. And then I got old, I couldn't believe how little I thought he knew. Yeah, good. So every child is brought up to become a father. Nishtu Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael sagt, jeder Kind wachst du zu seiner Sohn, nicht kein Tat. What a word, Rabbi Yisrael. Tell it. We grow in a way that even if we're 70 years old, Nichna vazakta tat. We got it till the Bincha is telling Psuras HaBanim that Klal Yisrael's makeup is Banim and Banim and Banim. The Chan'am, we're a nation of Banim. We got it to the Bilcha. You know how old this Bilcha could be? He could be 70 years old, this Bilcha. A tat is 100. Stell sich vor, tat 100 years old. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, and he's sitting by a Seder. Levi, all of you by 100, you should sit by a Seder. And me Mekayim, we got it to the Bilcha. No? What's Bilcha? It's Chanal Ta'ida. The Naizun is a man for the Vaisa Bol, the Rebbe. As the Chanal, as the Chshein Aleinach Zeder, nei, Nishkin Zeder. But the Nachfen Zeder Velter, and this I'm adding to the words of the Rashiva Zatzal. He doesn't speak it in the context of the Seder and the children, but I'm bringing it out that you should understand the point. We are a nation of children, not a nation of, that we produce more parents and more. What happens in the Gaius Velt when they produce parents? So they're not Gaius, the parents before them. Chechav Tata was, what's there? That he's the father, and I always live in that hashkafe, that system of hachna. I'm achnia myself to my father. Das liegt in der pasuk. Gidai, no matter how old is he, ready to become a shayfet. He walks around. Emesh, Hikrani Ovi. It's my father gar, it's not even me. You know, the pasuk says, we got it to Lubincha, Bayoim Ahu, Bavur Zeh, also Hashem Li. What's the Bavur Zeh? Rashi says, Bavur Shasapin Niflaisav. That's because the Bishop took us out. Tell your son that he took us out in order we should be Masapir Niflaisav. Chazal say, Bavur Zeh, the Matsumara, Zeh, you stick, you pick up the Makbish. Shashi Yesh Matsumara, Menachem Lufanecha, Lechayra. We could say a very posh the pshat. We got it to Labincha. Bavul zeh, that there's such a thing as we got it to Labincha. Hashem took us out. The Rebbeinu Shleim chose Klal Yisrael because it shaykh by them such a mitzias of we got it to Labincha. That itself, that there's a we got it to Labincha, that a person could be 100 years old and take a 70-year-old son and be we got it to Labincha. Bavul zeh. It's because of this that the Rebbeinu Shem chose us and took us out of Mitzrayim. Like the context of Rabbi Yochum Zvad, can we say, I push the push from the pasuk? You have me say, push it. Bavur Zeh, which by the way, a lot of Mepharshim learned, Bavur Zeh because of the Vigarat Labincha. It's because of the Vigarat Labincha, that itself is Bavur Zeh as Hashem Li, and the way I understand it now is Gevaldik. Because there could be such a thing as a Vigarat Labincha, Bavur Zeh, the Rebbeinu Shleilam takes us out. I have a kasha chabesai. But before I ask you this kasha, I want to go back to something I pointed out in the beginning, the Malbim. Remember I told you the question is, what is he doing? He's sitting in the field, and he's helping his father with the... Frank the Malbim, what's it negeya? I read you the Malbim chabesai. It opens up there. The eyes, it's kilugim le'inayim. Zot the heilige Malbim. Why is it important to know all this? Hamizumin tzas lebich Hashem yochel of Hashem leki b'shirav v'hoy gidin zachuk l'schus. You don't think Gidin needed a schus that a malach should show up and start talking to him? V'aschus hoysa mitzvas kibud of. It's not that. You hear? The context of Gidin, the ganze Gidin given are tatas azun. Das is gedik given. Sie given mitzvas kibud of. This is my tata, and what's Shakibadov? He explains, because why is he helping his father? Pasuk says that his father was old, Rashi's Masri, his father was old. If the Midyanim would attack, then he wouldn't be able to run away. So he told his tata, you know, you sit, and I'll do it, because in case they attack, I can run quicker than you. You helped Rashi, you helped the Chazal, you helped the Pasuk. The Kibadov aim is the introduction to Gidain's Shaifet. While Dos is given Emesh Ikrani Ovi, my tata. Now I see the Malbims you say. Habesai, but there's one question, and this would lead us to the next part of the shir, which I have to miraculously do in 5 minutes. We'll try. Nisim Ayei Kol Niflaisov, that's the context of the pasuk. Maybe we'll be able to do it. Aybazai, why is it the Halal? Ikrani Ovi, the Halal talked about Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why are we talking about the hallel? It should have said, yesterday my father taught me, Sipur, the whole Agada with all the Mepharshim. He doesn't say that, Rashi. Amishikrani Ovi, hallel, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Why is that, the thing that he chooses to point out, oh, now I know about Mitzrayim. Rabbi said, let me tell you, Meir de Gezach. There's a pshat, in the Chassidus Shesvarim, Meiridik, Sis Vitzukas, like Mamish Meiridik, you hear? The Medrash says that every Shabbos, they would sit in Mitzrayim and take out parchment, Megillus, reading about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Ishtekla Medrash, they would get together every Shabbos, and they would read this, and fathers would read this to the children, and this was... There's a B'nai Yisascha, in Pashas Emma, that says... The way to bring out a ness is to talk about the ness before the ness happens. That itself is ma'ayrim, and it's a schus that the ness should happen. V'higarato lebincha. Tell your son, bavur zeh, because of this that I was mekayim, v'higarato lebincha, Mitzrayim already, Asa Hashem Li, and therefore continue talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's going to be Meir Gula and Klal Yisrael. What a megadik to have. Vigadatu Labincha, tell your son that this Vigadatu Labincha was already the reason before Zeh, is how I left Mitzrayim, because in Mitzrayim already, they were talking about the future Geula. And like we're saying over from the Yisayin and Rabbi Yisai, Mizon L'Shmein Yitzinar B'nei Yisrael, I'm going to say it a little quicker now because of the time. It's Mefurusha Chazal, Rabbi Yisai. Let me show you something interesting. You know that Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah Shedish Aleph explains us why do we say Halal. So we think we say Halal on Shira. Yeah? Every time there's a Nes, we say. The Ramban says clearly, and it's a Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, I'll call Tzara V'Tzara, I'll call Yeshua V'Yeshua. It says it clearly. So many Rishayim learned the Tzara that we have a Yeshua after from that Tzara. That's how most Rishayim learn. The Ramban learns differently. The Ramban learns, you look it up, Rabbi Yisai, again, I'm going to say it quickly, I apologize because of the time, but it's a Yesoid Nifla. It's a Mitzara. The Halal, the Shiras are in Mesukin, even for a Matziv, I'll call Tzara. How does that work? So there's a Rashbam in Kuf Yud Zayim Psachim that says that actually in last week's Perik that we learned, Dvoira actually said her Shira when? Not after, but before that it happened. The Gemara says, Leilanu Hashem Leilanu, that's part of Halal, right? We say Leilanu Hashem Leilanu. Mi Amre, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Dvoira and Baruch said it. B'sha Sha'aman Aleim Sisra. Says the Rashbam, B'toiras Tfila, they said it. They said, Leilanu Hashem, Leilanu, protect us! And give us the miracle. So, Mefurish Rabbi Yisai Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin in Psachim, that the Gemara says clearly that it was said when Sisera was attacking, when he was coming on, and they were in a matzav of Tzara, they already said, Leilanu Hashem, Leilanu, B'toiras Tfila. The Ramban learns the Gemara Kipshuta, and he says that Halal is our Kol Tzara as well. I have news for you. We're going to learn in this week's Parsha Oz Yasha, yeah? When did Klal Yisrael say Oz Yasha? What did you say? What?
They passed the Yamsuf.
They passed the Yamsuf. That's a very controversial topic. There's a Mefurish and a Chilta that says they actually said it before. When the Rabbeinu Shleilam tells Maisha to tell Klal Yisrael, far! They started saying, Oz Yasha, Moshe, Meshe, they started saying Shiva. It's a foolish and a chilta, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Goyim learns, they said it twice. Oz Yasha was said twice. It was said first before, and then after. You hear the B'nai Yisrael, it's a chsidish and sefer, but it's a foolish and a chilta, Rabbi Yisrael. That when you say the Shira, in advance, it's ma'ir that the nest should actually happen. Habaisai, with this I would tell you, and again I'm going to rush it through, but listen, you know what the night is saying, we say two halals. We say halal at the beginning, we split it, and then we say halal at the end. There's a lot of tire about that. I wish I could tell you right now, maybe by Pesach we'll talk about it. There's a lot, I have books on it, so to speak. Okay, I could have to trace them on this topic. But l'mais, I found a levush that says they'll push it. There's two parts to the halal. There's a halal for the avar, and then we take out the kais chamishi, elio, for the osin, and we say a halal for that. It's a halal for the future. Maybe the guy. Now let's go back to emeshikrani ovi. That's a halal. The second part of the seder rabbeitai. That's for the yeshuas that will be. Ayei kol niflaiso. I said it last night. I said Shira last night. But I said, hold, it's Emes Lamita, and I think it's a present with Yoschus. I was aiming on it for the first time. I learned these sugis many times. It's Yoschus, Rabbi. I'm not Chosh, I'm not like Gidain. I don't think I'm Chosh. I look for Schus, and why do I say a good word? This is Emes Lamita. Emes Ikrani, which part of the Hallel? The Betzeis that we say after the Hallel, after the Pesach Seder. Memela, that's to be Ma'ir of the Geula. That's Ma'ir of Yeshuas. Ayei kol niflaiso. What happened to all those Yeshuas? Now I'm going to tell you where I got this Yisoid from. You know, every day we're supposed to say Oz Yashir. for sales yasher. The Mishabura brings down that you should say besimcha and feel as if you yourself are over as hayam. Does that mean that I should think that I was a Mitzrayim? Is that what I should think that? Well, maybe I should think I'm the, by the specific over here, by the in Brooklyn. Is it now? Is it over a yom because it's
now?
Huh?
You have to think on this now.
Now, right? When, I don't mean that I was then there. That I'm here now and the same thing is going to happen. I'll tell you where I got this from. Erenu mifloyus kimei tzeischo mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Apostle Gimmi Chazayin tezvav zokter. It's Adas Toiv, it's one of the earliest Svarim. He writes like this. He quotes, he brings down like that. Mamish, I hold it, this is Pashup Shah. Sha'agula asidu gulis Mitzrayim hem shavois. V'lachay nema begulas Mitzrayim oz yoshir. Oz means we in the future. Chazal tell us it's not yoshir in the past. It's yoshir in the future. Sheshiru zois yeshiru gam begula asidu. We're going to say this oz yoshir again. Uksiv ki goi ga'a b'shteag gulis. Goy go, one is for then and one is for the future. Arenu niflois, hadar shiyatz mitzrayim yavi b'aylam b'yamaisa mashiach liris nifloisab u'maisha yechansem laretz. Maisha is going to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. No. Arenu niflois, kimei tzeizchom Eretz Mitzrayim. A person says shira, all's yashir in the morning, he should prepare himself that today, maybe this moment, I'm going to be over as hayam. This is what Gida means. Ayay. Kol nifloisav. I said the shir. Emishikrani ovi. We said oz yoshir. We said hallel. We said b'teis Yisrael. We're all nifloisav. This chabesai is no pshat and no pasiv. Ayay kol nifloisav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.